23회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 사진에서 브라이언을 고르시오.
Helen, is this the photo from your nephew's birthday party?
Yes, remember Nick? You met him at my wedding 2 years ago.
Oh yes, I remember. He looks great. He used to be overweight then. It's a huge improvement. Now he has a mustache. Who is the girl standing next to him?
She is Nick's wife, Marissa. She is a fashion designer.
Now I understand why she's wearing an exotic hat.
She's so stylish. Oh, you know Pete, right?
Where's Pete?
He's here holding a birthday cake.
I didn't recognize him with his cute wig on. He looks so funny.
And he's Brian, wearing a plaid sweater right here. He's holding the cake with Pete.
What does he do?
He's a very successful lawyer.
Who's this guy holding a big present here?
That's Jason. He is an excellent photographer.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Rebecca, how was your tennis match the other day?
Great. I beat out Garcia and made the final playoffs. I've got the championship in the bag.
Hold on there. I can understand your feeling, but remember that one swallow does not make a summer.
Come on, you should be cheering me up.
I'm sorry, but the final outcome won't be known until the last game is played.
You're right, but I'm sure that I'll win.
I just hope you don't end up by being disappointed.
You know that I'm an excellent tennis player.
Wow, somebody's feeling so good today.
Johnny, friends are supposed to support each other, right?
Okay, okay. I'm sure that you'll win the match. Who else is going to win? You're the one.
Now you're talking. That's my boy.
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson. It's nice to see you again.
Me too. I heard that you've been to Italy.
Yes, it was wonderful. How did you enjoy the holidays?
They were really special for me.
What did you do?
We had a big family reunion with all my children and my parents.
You always wanted to have a big family gathering and finally did it.
Yes, I can't tell you the joy that their visit brought to our home.
I can imagine how happy you were.
Absolutely. We spent many happy hours talking and playing.
I wish I could have a big family like you.
Yeah, those hours that gave us such satisfaction and joy didn't cost a penny.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 조언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How's your business these days?
Generally booming, but I'm losing out on a lot of business with Japanese firms.
Why? Isn't Japan a big market for your company?
It is. The problem is my Japanese. I really regret not studying the language years ago.
You went to Japan and lived there for 1 year, right?
Yes, but I went to an international school where every student used English.
Then you didn't know that Japanese would come in handy someday.
True. I didn't have the foresight to do it before.
Well, it's never too late to learn.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
Come on. Why not check out the language program at City College?
City College?
Yes, they usually offer classes in Japanese.
I might do that. Thanks for the information.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 이번 주말에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Elaine, we haven't been out for a while.
Yes, we should go out and do something exciting.
Why don't we take in the symphony tomorrow night?
Charles, you know I've never been able to sit through an entire concert of classical music.
You need to start to get used to it.
How about going to hear that new rock group at Disney's instead?
And get my ears blown off? No way.
It's wild. It's fun. What else do you ask for?
Okay, let's compromise.
Tell me your plan.
Come to the symphony concert tomorrow night, and on Saturday I'll take you to hear that rock group. Is that a deal?
Okay, I'll even get you a set of earplugs.
Wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to go to the museum this Saturday?
That can wait.
Harry,
have you been busy lately? I didn't get to see you often.
Yeah, I spent most of the time with Susan after work.
So how is your life, newlywed?
It's amazing. You should get married soon.
Speaking of marriage, did you hear about Henry? He's gotten married again.
I can't believe it. This is his third time, isn't it?
Yeah, I honestly don't see how this one can last either.
What makes you think that?
Henry's job. It requires long hours and keeps him away from home 6 months out of the year.
It seems that Henry hasn't learned anything from his previous relationships.
You said it. By the way, how old is he exactly?
He's 52 and has 6 kids from his previous marriages.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Good morning, ma'am. May I help you?
Yes, I made a reservation 3 days ago. My name is Sarah Parker.
Okay, let me check. You made a reservation for a double room for 4 nights.
That's right. How much is it?
You can pay later when you check out.
I want to pay now. Is that okay?
Sure. It's $40 a night for a double room.
Then $160 in total.
Yes, but the tax is not included. You need to pay 10% more for tax.
That's expensive. Can I change it into a single room just for one night? I want a single room for the last night because I will stay alone.
A single room costs $25.
Okay, then how much is it?
$120 for 3 nights and $25 for 1 night plus 10% tax.
Orlando, are you going on that Alaskan cruise with your parents?
No, I've got to stick around for school.
Why? Hasn't summer vacation started?
Yes, but my school band is having a concert next weekend, so I have to practice with band members.
Then you'll have the house all to yourself.
Yes, my folks will be gone for 10 days.
Do you have special plans other than preparing for the concert?
I was thinking of having a party this weekend to celebrate Susan's birthday.
I see. That reminds me of your father at your age.
What was he like? He was a troublemaker, right?
Well, he wasn't exactly the best son ever. He caused more trouble than any other sons of mine.
What he said to me was completely different.
Who wants to look like a troublemaker to his own son? You look great today. Why are you so dressed up?
I'm going to a job interview now.
Oh, I didn't know that you're looking for another job.
As you know, my current job is not exactly what I wanted, so it's getting very tedious and boring.
I understand.
How's your new job coming along, Sasha?
The job's fine. I have good working hours and the surroundings are very pleasant. There's only one hitch.
What is that?
The problem is I can barely survive with the money I earn.
That's a shame. Did you interview for any other jobs?
Yes. A couple of them would have paid much better, but I never got an offer from them.
That's too bad.
Hi, Ross. Why do you look so depressed?
Oh, it's my friend Steve.
What about him? I heard that his mother had breast cancer and her condition is not that good.
His mother is fine. He was dismissed from that big corporation he directed for the past 15 years.
What happened? He was such a great leader as far as I know.
Rumor has it that he led the corporation into bankruptcy by approving bad investments.
Oh my God. So what is he going to do from now on?
I don't know. Now he's completely desperate.
He's never gone through such a hardship in his life. By the way, Ross, you are a really good friend. It's not easy to grieve over somebody else's pain.
TV 편성표에서 어느 프로그램의 일부인지 고르시오.
Do you know who the most popular star is among teenage girls these days? Yes, that's right, it's Charlie. But it's been a while since he last showed himself on TV or the big screen. He's finally ready to come back to us. Our reporter, Sarah, has the full story for you.
Our cameras found Charlie at a commercial shoot. Indeed, it has been a long time since the public got to see him. Charlie's last official production was last year's romantic comedy, My Boyfriend is a Real Prince. Finally, Charlie is back where he belongs, in our living rooms. On our TVs, of course. A trait of this century's metrosexual is a growing male interest in basic facial care. Charlie's perfect complexion got him a commercial with a skincare company, and he leads the way for skin-sensitive men. I can't believe it.
What is so unbelievable? Tell me.
Sue Carlson was Daniel's date at the prom last night.
That is one for the books. She's one of the most beautiful girls in school.
I know.
I thought for sure she would be going with Al, the captain of the football team.
That's what I'm talking about.
Daniel is such a bookworm. What did Daniel do to win Sue's heart?
Daniel wooed her with compliments and read love poems to her.
Cheesy, but romantic at the same time.
And Sue agreed to go with him. When Al found out, he hit the ceiling.
It just goes to show you that he who laughs last laughs best.
Who would have ever believed it? Al has always been so arrogant. Did you watch the movie Lonely Street?
No, I didn't. How was it?
2번.
What do you think of the movie director?
He's unique and somewhat eccentric.
3번.
Do you have a seat preference?
I prefer a seat at the back.
4번.
Are you waiting in line?
No, I was just looking at the posters. Go ahead.
5번.
What was the movie like?
It was great. In fact, the tickets were sold out for every show that day.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I've had it. They're finally gone.
8 long days. I feel really exhausted.
If they had stayed one more day, I would have gone out of my mind.
Our guests really overstayed at our house.
I know. And they weren't even grateful to us.
Let's not think about it. We can take a rest this weekend.
Have you forgotten that your folks are scheduled to arrive tomorrow?
Right. And they said they wanted to stay through the holidays.
Why do they want to visit us all of a sudden?
My father had a business meeting in California, and since it's close from here, they wanted to come see us.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. It's scorching today.
It is, but a hot summer day is the best to play basketball.
You think? I just want to stay in when the weather is too hot.
You look like an athlete, but talk like a girl.
People say that to me all the time.
Hey, Pete, why don't you try out for the basketball team?
I've never had any interest in sports.
But you'd be a natural. You're fast and you have good height.
Yeah, but basketball isn't my thing.
At least you could give it a try.
I never really thought about it. Maybe it would be fun.
Now you're talking. Give it a try so you can find out if you really like it or not. Let's go. Hurry. We are late for the movie.
Okay. What time is the movie?
7:30. We only have 30 minutes before the movie starts.
Let me get my gold chain. Wait for a second.
Okay. I need to drink some water.
Jessica, have you seen my gold chain? I don't remember where I left it.
I saw you wearing it yesterday.
Right. I wore it yesterday night when I went to Paul's apartment.
Did you take it off in his apartment?
I don't think so, but it might have slipped off my neck.
Give Paul a call now. Maybe it's in his apartment.
I called him, but nobody answered. I really like the chain, and I only wore it twice. What if I can't find it?
Jim and Alex have been friends since childhood, but as adults, their lives went in different directions. Jim achieved great success in business, while Alex worked as a clerk in a department store. Although Alex was basically happy with his job, it appeared to Alex that his friend was much better off and in a more advantageous position than he was. His once happy life suddenly turned into a miserable one after he found out that Jim had become a very successful businessman. In addition, Alex was very jealous of Jim and even didn't want to meet him. Which proverb is the most suitable in Alex's situation?